Hard to believe, but we are coming up on the annual Shoulder Check Showcase on July 30th. And you at home have heard me talk about Shoulder Check a lot. It is something I am very passionate about. It was born out of the HT40 Foundation, which was created a few years back following the tragic death of Hayden Thorson. He was an athlete. He was a hockey player in southwestern Connecticut. And when he died by suicide, his parents created a foundation in his honor. And one of their, if not their biggest events of the year is Shoulder Check. It's an annual showcase, and it involves even NHL and, professional, I'd say, hockey players, as well as influencers, both men and women, and people coming to the table to be real with youth players about the importance of just putting a hand on someone's shoulder and saying, I'm here for you, and what's going on, and do you want to talk about it? It's normalizing that conversation. And what's incredible is in the last few years since this was born, this has taken off. I mean, it goes beyond just youth hockey players. This is going to, like I said, college, even professional teams. This is going to other sports outside of hockey. It's going to organizations. It's extraordinary. A little nonprofit here in Southern Connecticut, in Fairfield County, making such an impact. And honestly, it's been amazing for me to kind of not only be a partner with them, but to sit back and see how many people are impacted and to be able to let them share their platform. And today, we're meeting somebody new who is also a big fan of Shoulder Check and getting involved with this story. Scott Strode is here, founder of The Phoenix. This is a national sober active recovery community for people healing from addiction. Scott's also helping to lead a national effort called Be the People, connecting organizations already solving problems in their communities with millions of Americans ready to do their part. And Scott is now part of the Shoulder Check family. So Scott, welcome to the show and thank you so much for giving us the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on and to discuss such a great organization and an important topic. And I'm here actually in Boston in our Phoenix gym. So if you hear some weights dropping in the background, that's what's going on.
We love that. Listen, that's live radio, baby. I think that's great. And interestingly enough, you know, Boston actually, so I'm a Boston Bruins fan, and the Bruins are one of many teams that have gotten on board to the point that they now have annual Shoulder Check nights during their regular season. And the Capitals have done it in Washington. Shoulder Check, the showcase, actually has a lot of NHL players from the Anaheim Ducks to the San Jose Sharks to the Rangers, obviously, and beyond. I know I'm not giving everybody their credit, but it's really extraordinary. I want to know, though, for you, Scott, how'd you get connected? Tell me the link. How did you get connected to Shoulder Check?
Well, I've sort of become aware over the years of any organization out there addressing either mental health or substance use or social isolation. That's really the space I work in with my nonprofit, The Phoenix. But I think there's so many similarities to what we do with Shoulder Check, even though we focus more on the substance use side with helping people heal. Mental health is a huge part of what we're trying to address. And the idea that we're both using sport to do it, you know, we use exercise and yoga and meditation, those sorts of things. But hockey is a great place to, you know, kind of get the heart rate up. You're training, you're playing this incredible sport, and it just sheds the armor a little bit and allows you to check in on your teammates and see how they're doing. And that's why I really love their tagline, reach out, check in, make contact. And it just sets a really clear ethos of how we show up and support each other.
And I'm sure I didn't give enough accolade, Scott, to The Phoenix or even Be the People. Is there more that you want to add to with this? Because again, I think that to your point, whether you're talking about sober active recovery or suicide prevention, these are things that we as a community can come together, rally around, and bring those numbers down and be a better support to people before it is too late. I mean, tell us a little bit more about the organizations that you are very closely, you know, in touch with, obviously, huge leadership role, but then also kind of, again, that link to now Shoulder Check here in Connecticut.
Yeah, so I'll start with Be the People, which is nationwide effort for us as Americans to come together around the common problems we have in our communities and help solve those things together. I think that's the real magic and fabric of America, as we come together around common problems and solve them, whether as a state, a community, a neighborhood, whatever it is. And so Be the People is just that. And that's why it's really connected to the Phoenix and Shoulder Check, is Be the People sees these two initiatives as just that, people coming together and helping lift each other up. So for me, you know, as a leader of the Phoenix, becoming part of Be the People was an obvious choice. And I'd love to see ways we could collaborate with Shoulder Check too, because I think that, you know, we just went through Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And what I was moved by is the number of men posting on social media about their mental health and tips and tricks of what they do to stay healthy and to bolster their mental health. And I think when you see something like Shoulder Check being picked up at the level it is by the NHL, it's a great signal that we don't have to lose the people we love to this if we can bring this into the light and set sort of a normal example that it's okay to ask for help when you're struggling.
We welcome to the show for the first time Scott Strode, who is the founder of The Phoenix, a national sober active recovery community for people healing from addiction. Scott's also helping to lead a national effort called Be the People. And that is really bringing together a lot of different organizations, people to help connect more people to the ongoing work and communities across the country through different channels, uplifting that work again to get more attention. And I think Shoulder Check falls under that. You know, we've got the Shoulder Check showcase happening on July 30th. This is something very near and dear to my heart, certainly, and many others here in Connecticut. And Scott, I so appreciate you being here and taking an interest in this. What would be your message, whether it's to organizations like yours or to individuals on, you know, on the ice, if you're a hockey player, in the gym, like you are close to a gym right now, or even in the workplace, even in families, let's go as far as that. You know, what would be your message to people about doing something as simple as putting a hand on a shoulder, or reaching out and just checking in, and the impact that can have on someone?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to say that when you're in a tough spot around your mental health, it's not a time when you're going to do the outreach, you know, so we need to be checking in with the people we love and care about and see how they're doing. And I think that, you know, one thing I've seen here at the Phoenix, and I know organizations like Shoulder Check do really well, is they reach out to each other, and you can be there for somebody when you're having a good day and you have the strength in your legs, just like in the hockey game. You can pull a little extra weight that day, and then they might be there for you the next day. And that's how we lift each other up, right? Is like when you're there and you have your feet under you, you can support the folks around you. But the truth is, you might turn to them tomorrow and ask for the same help. And that's how we support each other through mental health stuff. And it's in the community that we build in those athletic pursuits that the magic happens. You know, when you push against the greater adversity of the game or the other team or trying to score that last point to win, you build a bond. And in those bonds, we can find the friendships that support each other. And really, that to me is what Be the People is. It's us as Americans coming together around some issue we're facing, either in family and community and neighborhoods, and saying we can solve this. We don't have to wait for somebody, you know, far away to come solve this for us. We can come together and find a solution. And we, the people, can be the people that our country needs right now.
Yeah, it's funny because if people are familiar with, and I'll certainly put a link to both the Shoulder Check website as well as Be the People. If you're familiar with Shoulder Check, one of the things that they'll say, because again, it was born out of hockey, right, is make kindness a contact sport. And to your point, Scott, you know, I think we make contact, or I should say we make kindness a community solution. You know,
I love that.
Right. I mean, I think it's true. You know, obviously using the analogy of hockey, it is as simple as just just caring. You know, like it's so funny because when I was talking about this, and I know I've talked to Rob about this and the entire team at Shoulder Check so many times, but it is really that simple. I'm kind of a solutions person. I'm kind of a proactive versus reactive kind of a person. And so, you know, if you want to avoid, for example, you know, getting hit by a car, you look both ways, right? I mean, if you want to avoid having skin cancer, you don't get into a tanning bed, right? I mean, it's not the full solution, right? But there are things that we could do to prevent an issue becoming bigger. And, you know, when you look at some of the things that go on in the world, we look at these really grand gestures, or do we need more money, or do we need more this? And sure, there's a place for all of that. But at the root of it, what I think I love so much about whether it's Shoulder Check or Be the People or the Phoenix is that at the root of it, it's actually just not passing it off to somebody else. And there may not even be a somebody else. Just checking in with somebody and not having the fear of, are they going to get mad at me? Or do they think I'm strange for asking? Does it really matter? Or there's somebody else who will just do it. You don't need me to do it. Have somebody else do it. If we could eliminate that and just have the confidence to be able to just check on somebody, you know, maybe it doesn't have an impact, but maybe it has the exact impact that's needed. So I kind of love that idea of even with Be the People, which is why I think it's married so nicely to Shoulder Check. You know, make kindness a community solution. It's not just a contact sport. It yeah. should be a community solution for a lot of different things.
Yeah, I love how you frame that. And for me, when I got sober and, you know, got over my mental health struggles, I felt like I had gotten out of a burning building. And I just happened to be the person closest to that burning building to reach back in for somebody else. And sure, we need to call the fire department, all these other folks when we have a crisis like that. But it's like, if you're close enough to the problem that you can reach back in and pull someone else out, that's the magic of community. And I think that's what we're seeing in Shoulder Check. You know, the hockey community is rallying around it in that same way. And the reason I think it resonates for so many people in the NHL is that they understand that we are all human. We all go through ups and downs, and that we can be there for each other on our good days for those that are having a tough day. And that turns around a week later, and that person's then there for you. That's the magic of community. That's what Phoenix is. That's what Be the People is. That's what Shoulder Check is. And I love the kindness as a contact sport. And because, you know, when you come to the Phoenix and you watch one of our workouts, it's not the workout that's the magic. It's the fist bumps. It's the high fives. Mm-hmm. It's the hugging it out after the clock stops post-workout, you know. And I think that's the same thing with Shoulder Check. You know, it's a sport where you go play hard and play hard against each other. But at the end, you have that embrace or that fist bump. That's where the magic is to say, how you doing, man? I'm here for you if you need me.
Yeah, that's so true. I couldn't have said it better myself. Scott, I want to thank you so much for, first of all, what you do professionally. Again, founder of the Phoenix, now being a lead in this national effort of Be the People. I thank you for now connecting to, again, an organization that is doing incredible things that started right here in Connecticut, Shoulder Check and the HD40 Foundation. And thank you for having this conversation on WICC, because that's also part of the story, which is just being vocal, normalizing it. And I appreciate you being part of that today. So thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on, and make sure to check out Shoulder Check's upcoming annual event on July 30th. Come out and support it in Connecticut, or I think you can actually watch it on TV this
yes.
year. So make sure to watch it.
Yeah, it's also, I was going to say that's a new addition as well. Brand new facility that they're going to be at as well. They used to do it at the Connors Rink in Stamford. They've now moved it to Sacred Heart, and their ice arena is absolutely incredible. It looks like an NHL arena. It's absolutely amazing. They've already dropped the more than, I think, 24 NHL players who are going to be here. It's just going to be incredible. We never miss it. I know in our household, I'm going to link the Shoulder Check website as well as the Phoenix and Be the People. I'm going to link all of that to Scott's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. And of course, where you can go to buy tickets for the upcoming showcase on July 30th. Scott, thanks again. We appreciate it.